Now on Radio 3, it's time for In Tune with Sean Rafferty.
It is, and a very good evening to you. Well, classic story, new music, second movement opera, bring us Stefan Weisman's Fade. Well, we have the sprightly and innovative second movement opera company now bringing us no can-cans, but a brand new work tonight. This season, American Triple Bill. So, Stefan Weisman's Fade joins Barber's A Hand of Bridge and Bernstein's Trouble in Tahiti. And they're all here and about to perform in a moment. Stefan, it's a great pleasure to welcome you to world premiere.
Yes, it is. And thank you for having us.
Yeah. So, you're fitting into this American Triple Bill. Did you think about that when you were writing the piece?
Well, I have to say that second movement gave me that very specific task. I knew right off the bat that what I was to do was make a piece that would go in a program with both Barber's Hand of Bridge and Bernstein's Trouble in Tahiti. Mm. And so my partner, David Cody, who's the librettist, and I made a work that we designed to fit that bill.
So how does it fit then? Because that's asking quite a lot, isn't it, to embrace classical American style.
Well, we weren't really too concerned necessarily about the style per se, but just we wanted thematically the story itself to fit with these other two pieces.
Well, it's a tale of everyday American life. Goodness knows that could be turbulent enough in these times.
Mm-hmm.
You said your own musical voice comes out at the end, nervous and obsessive. Does that sum up the national mood?
It sums up my mood.
So the piece is set in a new eco house, but it's an age-old conflict, isn't it? It's a couple who, maybe with time on their hands, realise they haven't as much in common as they might have. That's what it seems to be.
Yeah, in a way, the couple named Bertie and Gertie in our opera Fade is really quite similar to the couple in Bernstein's Trouble in Tahiti. Mm. It's almost as if they've been lifted and inserted into our modern world.
So it's the American dream going wrong, is it?
In a way, yes.
Give us a little thumbnail sketch before we hear some music. Jane Harrington is ready to sing. Graham Ross is at the piano. Just give us an idea of where we are or what's happening. I know we're in this eco house and they're an elderly couple.
They're actually not an elderly couple. They're a young couple, but this is an eco house, but it's on the estate of the grandmother of the wife named Gertie, and the conflict is twofold. Number one, she's quite upset that her husband has torn down the old house, and he belittles it throughout the opera. And in addition to that, she's an environmentalist, and she wanted it to be completely solar and completely environmental, and they had. Apparently they're a wealthy couple and they had the funds to do that, but he did it basically half-heartedly. He'd made it just partly green. And in the soprano aria, she's remembering the old estate and remembering the place where she used to go as a child.
Thank you.
Hiding in the reason for connection in the country.
Oh God, I just remembered our room. We were sweet mannered now. Time was in the branches, twisted tops.
Jane Harrington trying to exhort her husband, in this case David Butt Phillip, to look at the glorious light, but he's too materialistic to bother, I think. From Fade by Stefan Weisman, Graham Ross at the piano. Well, Oliver Mears directs for Second Movement Opera Company. You're always looking for new pieces, so do you try to commission something every year?
Well, Sean, this is actually our first new commission, and we're delighted to have Stefan Weisman and David Coty work on this new work. Even though we've tried to, as far as possible, programme very unusual operas, we've done operas by Rimsky-Korsakov, Menotti, Martinu, and we've tried to unearth these hidden gems as far as possible, and to do things that aren't the top 20 operas. That's really our main thing.
Also in not conventional spaces,
unusual spaces as far as possible. We really want to bring a blast of fresh air to opera. We want to make sure that people know that venues don't have to have red plush seating. They don't have to be the top 20 operas. And in fact, these are operas that are bite-sized. They're only an hour long most of the time. Stefan's is even shorter in this case. So the three-hour opera epic is actually not always the case.
Nothing wrong with red plush. You'd hope you don't expect your clientele to sit in discomfort.
Certainly not, Sean, but it never would do them any harm anyway.
Oh, that's enough proselytising. No, you can't tell people you've got to sit there and pay attention. They've got to be comfortable, haven't they? They will be.
Sean, yeah.
What's the space like?
The space is a beautiful old Victorian music hall, Hoxton Hall, which was built in the 1860s. It's quite extraordinary, actually, in terms of its decoration. It's got a wonderful acoustic and is incredibly atmospheric as well.
Not that often, I suppose, Jane, that you get a chance to sing a brand new piece. Is it come with that extra difficulty or not?
Well, it's great because when you do it, obviously, no one's got anyone to compare you to. So, it's been really exciting. I have to say, very challenging as well. Certainly, the second half of the piece, we have to count like crazy, don't we?
But it's very melodic, you know, it's very approachable.
That bit is. I'm not saying the other bit isn't, but it's challenging.
Do you feel there's a little moral sting in the tail end over by the time you finish singing?
In this piece, yes, and in that way, as Stefan said earlier on, it very closely relates to the story that's told in the Bernstein, in the sense of this couple who, while not conventionally unhappy necessarily, have perhaps fallen out of love with each other a little bit and have perhaps grown apart, but still find themselves joined together by the life that they share.
And the great dream, of course, sometimes just shows up the cracks. What forces, Graham, have you got musically?
Not terribly large. It's a nice size orchestra. It's 11 at most for Stefan's piece, and also for The Trouble in Tahiti. It's an even smaller band. There's just 7 players, so it's a nice kind of jazz section for that. And it's they're all obviously solo parts, so it's nice for the orchestra. They all get to play their bits. So
yeah, are you getting a young audience in?
We can, absolutely. We've got opening night tomorrow.
As far as possible, Sean, we keep our ticket prices as affordable as we can in order to encourage that younger audience.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. So it's a movie house prices.
Not much more than a cinema ticket. That's really our motto.
That's pretty good. Stefan, what did you feel when you finished it all? When you just talk about this couple looking out longingly, you remind of an American executive and his wife I met a very long time ago, and they went to the Rockies and they're having this wonderful time, and they came out in the balcony and it was ravishing, and she said, "Come and look at the view. Come and look at the view." And he came out and he looked and he said, "Yep, it sure is the moon." Sounds a bit like your characters.
Yes, indeed. Well, this in the second half, I'm not going to say exactly what happens, but the three characters have the rug pulled out of them to a degree, and all the technological things that they're attached to disappear, and so that's also part of this story as well, and nature and the setting sun. That's where the title comes from.
Yeah. Well, I think you workshopped it in Philadelphia.
We did.
Do you need to change the palette or the musical emphasis or the dramatic emphasis for a British audience?
I've actually never had a piece played for a British audience, so I'm excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, well, there we are. I'm sure it'll work wonderfully well, Oliver, even though occasionally they say we're people divided by a common language, but I'm sure the humour and the pathos translates very well.
Yeah, I think it translates very well, and I think that the three pieces will work very well together as well.
Are you doing them just one after the other? I mean, not one whole evening.
It's one whole evening.
Hand
of Bridge is only 10 minutes long. Yeah. Stefan's piece is 25 minutes long, and Trouble and Tahiti is only 40 minutes long. And as Stefan has pointed out, there really is a strong thematic link between the three. Yeah. And they all have incredible kind of dramatic power in their own right.
Well, long may you continue. Second movement. Where did the second movement come from, by the way? Why did you call yourself second movement?
Because we felt the first movement had been passed and we needed to have a new era. And that's the guerrilla opera as far as possible.
Keep your colours nailed to the mast. Well, thank you very much for being with us. It opens, and I will see you again at Hoxton Hall in London tomorrow until Saturday. And we're going to have a final piece. I think is it from David? Which piece are we hearing now, Stefan?
This is the baritone aria, and in this section, the husband, who we heard before complaining about not getting cell phone reception, is bragging about his new house that he's built to his wife, who has been, who I mentioned before, is a little bit upset that it's not quite what she wanted it to be. So there's a bit of frustration at the beginning, and then a bit of cajoling, trying to convince her that this is pretty good. And at the end, I think a little tenderness comes out as well.
That light fixture there, it's green. See those windows over there, they're green. See the walls, the wires in the walls, the paint up on the walls, they're green, they're green, they're green. Renewable, sustainable, recyclable, it's 30% green, 30% green, almost totally clean. Organic architecture at the cutting edge, non-invasive landscaping, non-synthetic materials, solar panels above and smart sewage below. No, it's not totally solar. We're still on the power grid. Half sun, half grid, it's a hybrid. Oh, I think the house is grand. Oh, I think the house is grand. Half sun, half grid, it's a hybrid. Oh, I think the house is grand. It's one with the elements, it's elegant. The architect told me, what did he say? What did he say? A house.
house should be a looking glass into your soul. Oh, I think the house is grand. I built it for you, Gertie. Our friends could come, they could bring their kids. There's plenty of room, there's plenty of room. And another advantage to a new house: no ghosts.
I'm sure there will be. Beautifully sung, thank you. David Budd-Phillip with Graham Ross at the piano, and from Stefan Weisman's opera, which opens, Fade opens with Second Movement Opera Company at Hoxton Hall in London from tomorrow on till Saturday, directed by Oliver Mears and conducted by Graham Ross, and with lovely Jane Huddington as well. Thank you all very much indeed for making music for us. And it's On the Bill of Fare with Barbara's A Hand to Bridge, a mere 10 minutes, and Bernstein's Trouble in Tahiti. Thank you all very much indeed.
Thank you.
It's they said in concert. Very nicely conducted. It's 25 minutes to 6 o'clock and you're listening to In Tune here on BBC Radio 3. Well, the American theme continues with the bright genius of Bernstein.